Doctors and bioethicists who work with dying patients are watching the Terry Schiavo case with intense interest. Many believe the outcome will affect what happens to other patients who are no longer able to make their own medical decisions. NPR's John Hamilton spent some time with a team at New York's Montefiore Medical Center that specializes in decisions about the end of life.
The team includes an ethicist, a mediator, a lawyer, medical experts, and the staff members actually caring for a particular patient. They come together to thrash out the toughest questions about a patient's treatment. Today, they're squeezed into a small lounge on the hospital's fourth floor. One doctor describes the patient.
She has multiple medical problems, including heart failure, COPD, and she's trached on a ventilator.
During the discussion, several people mentioned Terry Schiavo. Like Schiavo, this woman has brain damage and can no longer communicate. She also appears to be in a vegetative state. The purpose of today's meeting is to clarify the medical issues so the team can work with the family to decide what to do. Nancy Dubler is a bioethicist who acts as a mediator between the caregivers and the family.
Does the family give any indication that they might be willing to stop treatment and let the patient die?
From my discussions with the son, he does not give any indication that.
Has that been actually discussed at all with him, or are you just?
I haven't discussed it with him.
Jeffrey Bluestein, a bioethicist, says the discussion is part of a process for making ethical decisions that has taken 30 years to develop. It began in the 1970s. A young woman named Karen Ann Quinlan ended up in a vegetative state following a drug overdose. Doctors agreed she would never regain consciousness. But at the time, there was no legal or medical precedent for discontinuing care. Quinlan's family asked the courts for permission to disconnect her breathing machine. The courts agreed that such a step was legal. And since then, many families have made similar agonizing decisions. Bluestein says this precedent is in jeopardy now that Congress has got involved in Terry Schiavo's care.
What was accomplished in Quinlan has essentially been radically undermined by what's going on right now. You know, it is a return to a time when we did not think that people had the right to make these decisions.
Since the Quinlan case, courts have allowed families to discontinue food and water as well as life-supporting technology, if doctors are certain the patient is in a vegetative state and has no chance of recovering. Nancy Dubler says it took a lot of painstaking effort to reach a consensus on these issues.
We slowly, as a society, worked to the point where we could hear medical professionals say the appropriate plan of care for this patient is to permit death.
Dubler says that consensus was first challenged when the Florida legislature passed a special law to keep Terry Schiavo alive, even though the courts had ruled she could die. That law was overturned by the courts, but then Congress got involved. Dubler says that's baffling.
I cannot understand how Congress has the power to step in to reverse a judicial decision which had reached the end of an appeal process. So I am, quite frankly, horrified.
And the Montefiore team thinks federal lawmakers have done a poor job describing the Terry Schiavo case. Dr. David Kaufman is a neurologist.
Congress inserted itself into a heart-wrenching, very difficult area of medicine without the medical training, without examining the person, without knowing the bounds of what they were discussing. They really shouldn't be in the business of medicine.
Nancy Dubler says the action by Congress could make it harder for doctors and families to carry out a patient's wish to be allowed to die under certain circumstances.
The burden will go on the family, and therefore the default position will be to keep patients on food and fluid and treatment even if they're in permanent vegetative states. That's the default position.
Dubler says bioethicists and doctors who care for dying patients vary widely in their views on withholding food and water. But nearly all agree that Congress is the wrong place to make decisions about individual patients. John Hamilton, NPR News.